삼마와 바라꾸르니 소가낭 하시는 암르탕자타 translation by Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead replied, My dear Lord Brahma, O great Lord, born from the lotus flower, just as it is dangerous to feed milk to a snake, so it is dangerous to give benedictions to demons, who are by nature ferocious and jealous. I warn you not to give such benedictions to any demon gain. Stavastantabhade Hari Adrusya Sarabhutanam Pujita Paramishthina. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni continued, O King Yudhishthir, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not visible to an ordinary human being, spoke in this way, instructing Lord Brahma. Then being perceived by Brahma, the Lord disappeared from that place. Sirasa Bhavande Paramesthinam Bhavam Prajapatin Devan Radu Bhagavatakala. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord Maharaj then worshipped and offered prayers to all the demigods such as Brahma, Shiva and Prajapatis, who are all parts of the Lord. तद काव्यादी विशार्द मुनि भी कमलासन दैत्यानंदानवांच प्रसाद अकरोत् ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद दैट आफ्टर अलोंग विद शुक्राचार्य एंड अदर ग्रेट सेंट्स लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा हुज सीट इज ऑन द लोटस फ्लावर मेट प्रह्लाद द किंग ऑफ द ऑल डीमंस एंड जायंट्स इन द यूनिवर्स नरसिंहदेव प्रह्लाद महाराज became a greater king than his father. Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad's inauguration was performed by Lord Brahma in the presence of other saintly persons and demigods. The Supreme Lord Krishna only can do the most wonderful and miraculous deeds. It is stated in Shastra. Ambo disthalatang sthalang jaladhidang dhulilava sailatang sailo mutkranatang trunang kulisatang vajram trunakhinatang vanni sitalatang himang dhanatam ayati jasyachaya lila durlalitad bhutabesanini krishnaya tasmai namah. I offer my prostrated obeisances to Lord Krishna. Of the most wonderful and incomprehensible sportive energy, by whose mere will a vast ocean turns into a tract of land and a piece of ordinary land to an ocean. Atomic and microscopic particles of dust metamorphose into a huge mountain, and mountains into atoms. A weak blade of grass to a mighty thunderbolt, and a thunderbolt to a light blade of grass. A blazing fire as cooling as that of a frozen block of ice, and a cold ice against the capacity burning objects. You see? This is the most wonderful and miraculous deed of Krishna. Who can else do it? Krishna Madhurupa Paramahansa. Krishna can do it. Nobody else can do it. You understand? So such rascals, pasandis, those who claim, those yogis, just displaying some miracles, yogic feats, claim themselves to be Lord, or incarnation to be Lord. The rascals, Vaishnavas. Vaishnava acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, my revered spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, there's no Krishna, Krishna Tattva. They punish us rascals. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur imprisoned one rascal, such rascal, Vishikeshwar, was demanding, was telling, and was proclaiming himself as Lord. You understand? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, administrative department magistrate, 200 years ago. There was such a rascal, his name was Vishikeshwar, a yogi, mystic yogi. And he was performing some yogic miracles. And just right here, in this place, it's just near here, Khandagiri, just few kilometers away, that place is there. In that place he was displaying miracles, and claiming himself to be Supreme Lord Jagannath, Krishna. He was saying, oh, little people, wow, you fools, why are you worshipping the wooden deity Jagannath? I am Jagannath, you see, such rascal. In Padma Purana, we have that statement, Archeshradhir, Gurusunaramati, Vaishnavedati Buddhi, Narakisho Pasundisho. Isn't it? You don't know? What are you? So how can I become Vaishnava? So know all these things. It's authentic. In Padma Purana, you understand? Archeshradhir, Gurusu Naramati Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Pasundi so Naraki so. He is a Pasundi, he is a Naraki. You understand Pasundi? That is rascal. Naraki. He must go to hell. One who thinks that deity, you understand, deity form of the Lord, Jagannath, Krishna, as an idol, made up of stone, or wood, or some metal. You understand? Vaishnava Jati Buddhi Guru Sunaramati. One who thinks the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. Guru Sunaramati. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. One who thinks, considers Vaishnava to come under this Chaturvarnya. You understand? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Caste. Which caste? Belong. You understand? Like that. They are offenders. They are Narakis. They are Pasandis. They must go to hell. They are committing offenses. Serious offenses. Great. Severe. You understand? Pasandiso, Narakisho. Padma Purana says. So they must be punished. So that Pasundi, Vishikeshwar, once proclaimed, gave advertisement that tonight I'll perform Ras Leela, like Krishna, you see. So he just invited all the maidens, young girls, to take part in Ras Leela, you see. So then the people complained, what is going on? At that time there was British regime here in India. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate and administrative department. So British government, the governor here, so asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you please, this is the complaint of the public. Who is there? Jagannath is claiming himself Jagannath Krishna and inviting the maidens, young girls, to perform Ras Leela. You go and inquire. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great Vaishnava, he knows Vaishnava Tattva. immediately he could understand that person, that Vishikeshan, was a rascal, person, he must be punished. You understand? So he ordered. Yeah. That person should be immediately handcuffed and put into prison. So police officers went there to put handcuffs. But he was a great yogi. He had some yogic, mystic power. So as soon as these police officers entered into his compound, they all fell unconscious. Yogi case. That yogi was showing some miracle thereby. So they couldn't put handcuffs. So all they came up, came back and said, no, He is supreme, He is Lord. We cannot put him in handcuffs. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what do you say? He's a rascal, Pashundi, Naruki. He's saying Lord Jagannath as an idol made up of wood, wooden idol, claiming himself Jagannath. Number one Pashundi, rascal. Come with me. You are afraid of him. I am not afraid. You understand? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur went and told the police officers, follow me, come with me. Nothing will be harm. No harm will be done to you. Chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. You see, this Hare Krishna is so powerful. This is, this act has sealed, you see, protective. Yeah, the yogis, yogic mismanagement won't penetrate it, you see, this sealed. So, the yogi couldn't do any miracle. Well, then he was imprisoned and put into the jail. After that, that yogi also performed his last miracle. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many children, small children, some 5-6 children, 7 children like that. The small children. So, they all suffered. There was diarrhea, vomiting, and passing stall, everything. All children suffered. So his wife, Bhagavati Devi, was very much afraid. She told her husband, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, please release him, release him. My children would die. Oh, stop this. He's a Pashundi. He's just displaying his yogic gifts. Don't be afraid. Chant Hare Krishna. Our children will be okay, cured. The whole night he chanted Hare Krishna. In the morning, it was all right. You see? And that rascal, he ordered him life imprisonment, whole life. And he suffered there in the jail. And he died there. At the time of death, he asked the authority, jail authority, to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and he prostrated himself at his feet and took the dust of his feet and said, oh, Mahatma, you great soul, really I am a great offender and you are so kind. Please bestow your mercy on me, I am dying. And let me be a devotee in next life. You see, so it is. Pashundis are like that. those who bring themselves to be Supreme Lord. But Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna Mabhuta Karmanam. And Krishna does all these miracles, wonderful and miraculous deeds. Nobody else can do. And Krishna as a mere boy, 10 to 12 years old, he could lift Giri Govardhan, like a mushroom. The small child picks up a mushroom. He could pick up, lift Giri Govardhan, and protect and save all the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the anger of Indra, you see. Parents of rains, thunderbolt, all protected. Can any passionate rascal who claims to be Lord do such thing? No power to lift a block of stone, piece of stone, and they are claiming to be Lord. They should be punished like that, you see. The such administrators are required, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Otherwise, these fellows, the Shudras can punish them. Now they are Shudras in Kalijuga. Kalav Sarve Shudra Sambhava. In Kalijuga are Shudras. No Kshatriya, no Brahman, no Kshatriya. By getting vote, stamping vote, going to administrative department. Just to run administration, the Shudras. They are afraid of such people. They cannot give them such punishment. You understand? And such things are going on now. So this is the mercy of Supreme Lord Krishna. It's wonderful and miraculous. Krishna can do. Nobody else can do. Takere Gorudo Koi. The means are meaning. Chitin-chartam. Kakere Gorudo Koi. Krishna Krupa. Kaka means crow. A crow can be turned into Garuda. Bird carrier of Lord Vishnu. Pakhinam Vainati Vashmi. You see. Pakhinam Vainati Vashmi. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said this thing. I am Vainateya. Vainateya, you know? Don't you read Bhagavad Gita? It's Vainateya. The son of Vinota is Vainateya. He's Garuda. Do you understand? Son of Vinota. His mother's name is Vinota. So, his name is Vainateya. Takere Garuda Koi. You understand? This is Krishna's mercy. If some crow can get mercy of Krishna, it will turn into Garuda. Great. Yes. Bar carrier, Lord Vishnu, you see. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that thing. Pakhinam Vainateya Vashmi. Among the pakhis and bars, I am Vainateya. Who is a Vainateya? Garuda represents Krishna, Supreme Lord. Daityanam Prahladasmi. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said. Daityanam Prahladasmi. Among Daityas, demons. I am Prahlad, you see. Prahlad is a great devotee. And that is also in Shastra. Bhagavata Tulasi Ganga Gayo Bhakto Duni. Gangaya Bhakta Zoni, Chaturdha Vigraha Krishna Icari Soni. These are four manifestations of Krishna here in this material world. Bhagavata, Tulasi, Ganga, and Bhakta. You understand? Huh? If you want to see Krishna here, see all these four. The manifestation of Krishna. Huh? Bhagavata is manifestation of Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarva Swayo. Bhagavata, Krishna Tulya, as good as Krishna. You see? You know, different from Krishna. You understand? Bhagavata is non-different from Krishna. It's as good as Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Vibhu Sarvasra. Krishna is Vibhu. Vibhu means Supreme Love. And Bhagavata is also Vibhu. And Sarvasra. All take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And all take shelter of Bhagavata. He is as good as Krishna. Pratishloke Pratyakyore Nanarthakar. You see. In every verse, in every letter of Srimad Bhagavata, you'll find so many purpose are there. So many. You understand? Bigger? Vibhu, Supreme Lord, Ananta, unlimited. One who takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam gets the same benefit of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? So Srimad Bhagavatam is worshipped as Krishna. We worship it. In India, this is there. People worship Srimad Bhagavata. Because as good as Krishna. He's not mere. Both. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says about Srimad Bhagavata. If all the books from the library of the world will be destroyed, there will be no harm, only if there is Bhagavatam. You understand? If only Bhagavatam is there, he says, Sasti. Krishna Tulya Bhagavatam. So this is the manifestation of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata, Tulasi. You see Tulasi, Krishna Priyasi, the manifestation of Krishna. Bhagavata Tulasi, Ganga, Ganges, and Bhakta, devotee. Like Prahlad Maharaj, manifestation of Krishna. Therefore, Brahma, Shivaji, all great demigods, Sukracharya, all great saints, they perform the inauguration ceremony. What did they do? What did they do? Are they doing? To some other kings? What did they do? Because Prahlad is a manifestation of Supreme Lord. You understand? Krishna. The other day I was telling you, Krishna Samya Haita Hoy Bodo Bhakta Pado. You see. Krishna Samya Haita Hoy Bodo Bhakta Pado, isn't it? Other day I was telling you. Nobody will be equal or superior to Krishna. Natta parakara nanyat kinchidaspi dhananjaya. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita. O dhananjaya Arjuna, there is nobody superior to me. Because he is absolute truth. He is supreme truth. Haristeka tattam. Vinishiva Suresa Pranamitam. Astra says this thing. Lord Hari is supreme truth. परम तत्व ब्रह्मा विधि मीन्स ब्रह्मा शिव सुरेश द किंग ऑफ हिवन किंग ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स इंद्र ऑल आर इज सबनेस एंड इन चैतन्य चैतन्यामृत क्लास आई मीन से yesterday and day before we are discussing that thing how even all the incarnations Ramadimurti Sukala Niyamana Tishthana you see Ram Nrisingha Brahman Baladev Aner Ki Katha Swayam Baladev Mahasa Jar Bhav Sudha Sankhya Vatsalya Dima Teho Apana Ke Karem Das Bhavana Krishna Dasa Vinu Ache Kondana We are discussing that very present. Yes. What to speak of others? Even Lord Balade. First expansion of Krishna. He thinks himself as a servitor of Krishna. What to speak of others? So all incarnations, they come here as servitor of Krishna. Isn't it? Because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, is only object of service. You understand? Object of love, object of service. So even incarnations come and serve Him. But to speak of others, even Lord Prabhu, that's so. Because Ishvara Krishna are so bhuktya. Krishna is the only supreme. All others are his servitors. So Krishna says, Matra Paratram Nanyan Kinshidaspe Dhananjaya. Oh Dhananjaya, Arjuna, there is nobody superior to me. But Krishna Samya Haita Hoi Bara Bhakta Pada. You see? Krishna Samya Haita Hoi Bara Bhakta Pada. That I explain. He will become his bhakta, his dear devotee, like Prahlad Maharaj. So he will make you greater than he. You see, he will make you greater than he. And that's a fact. How could Prahlad Maharaj become a greater king than his father Hiranyakashipu? By mercy of Lord Nrisimha. Mercy of Supreme Lord. Kakere Gauro Kori. Mercy of the Supreme Lord can make a crow. Garuda. So, Prahlad Maharaj became such a greater king. And ruled this universe thousands, thousands of years. Isn't it? This is mercy of the Supreme Lord. Krishna Samya Haita Hoi Indara Bhakta Pada. Krishna Samya Haita Hoi Paro Bhakta Pada. Therefore we say this thing. If someone becomes his devotee, devotee of the Lord, then Lord makes him greater than he. But those Brahmavadis, impersonalists, they are trying to one with the, to be one with the Supreme Lord, to become supreme. But they cannot be, because Krishna is absolute truth. Nobody will be absolute except Krishna. Therefore, you become his devotee. And that is your constitutional position. Jiva Swarupa Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. Jiva is eternal servitor of Krishna. That's your constitutional position. And be in that position, in a constitutional position. Then, that Supreme Lord Krishna will make you greater than he. He will serve you. The Krishna is the only object of service. All serve Krishna. But Krishna always seeking opportunity how to serve his dear devotee. Why is he driving the chariot of Arjuna in battle of Kurukshetra? Isn't it? The serving Arjuna. Bhakta Sime. Priyoshime, Shokhaoshime, repeatedly has said. Bhaktoshime, Priyoshime, Shokhaoshime. Krishna says this repeatedly, Arjuna, you are my dear devotee, very dear to me, dear friend. So, he was driving chariot of Krishna. Arjuna isn't serving his devotee. And thereby, Krishna gets pleasure. And so always seeking a person to how to serve my devotee. It is said, unnoticed, Krishna follows his dear devotee to get the dust of his feet, you see. Devotee cannot give dust of feet. It's unnoticed, Krishna follows his dear devotee. And he has manifested that thing in Dwarka Leela. Isn't he? I tell you how a man thus displayed this Leela, that Krishna was shivering with fever, Narada Muni came. What happened to Krishna? Oh, fever, fever, shivering. Oh, light will give you medicine. Krishna said, Narada, no medicine will work in this body. Only one medicine is there. If you can get it, then I'll be cured. All right, tell me what medicine I'll get. You go and approach one of my dear devotees and get his dust of feet. If I can smear my body, I'll be okay. My fever will fly. So, Narada thought of, all right, it's so easy to get here. We can get here, I can get here in Dwarka. Because Krishna had 16,000 wives, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati. They were all serving Krishna with love. So Narada Muni approached them, one after another. Always give. Dust of feet. Krishna is shivering with fever. This is medicine, he'll work. But they refused. They didn't give. Oh, Narada Muni, what are you saying? Krishna, he is our Lord, the beloved husband, the worshipable Lord. How can we give dust of our feet? Shall we go to hell? They are afraid of going to hell, you see. So what is their love to Krishna? Is it love? You are afraid of going to hell for Krishna. How to love Krishna? What sort of love it is? It's not pure love, you see. This is not pure love. Thereby Krishna shows the love of Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, all his wives there in Dwarka was not pure. It's mixed with something. It's mixed with jnana and aishvarya. Knowledge and fullness. So pure is there. Pure love is without jnana and knowledge. That is pure love. You understand? Jnana and aishvarya. Knowledge and affluence. That is with gopis. Gopis love. Vrindavan is love. Pure. There is no tinge of affluence and knowledge. So Krishna said to Narada Muni, all right, you please go to Dwarka, I mean say Gopapura, Rajabhumi, and try there. So Narada Muni went to Rajabhumi, Gopapura. And all gopis were feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna. Day and night, feeling pangs of separation, not sleeping, not eating, you see. They were becoming thinner and thinner. Their love of Krishna is so pure and great. You understand? When Narada Muni came, all came running towards Narada Muni to inquire about Krishna. Because Narada Muni travels everywhere, both spiritual and material worlds, and knows everything. So they asked about Krishna. Narada Muni said, yes, 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 I have message for you. What is that? And Krishna is now shivering with fever, suffering. I have come to you for medicine. Your medicine is with you. Then say, what medicine? Now will you kind, some one of you, give the last step of feet? That is medicine of Krishna. If Krishna will smear on his body, that dust will be cured. All of them came forward. You understand? In a competitive spirit. Oh, Narada Muni, you take from me. He said, no, 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 Narada Muni, take from me. Oh, no, 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 take from me. How many sacks, bags will you take? How many bags have you? If we have to go to hell for this act, giving dust of our feet to Krishna, we'll gladly go and suffer there in hell. This is love. You understand? This is love. Pure love. Yeah? If you love somebody, this is the test. Be prepared for suffering for him. You understand? But Rukmini and Satyabhama, they were afraid to go to hell. The gopis are prepared. All I can go to hell. Let our Krishna be happy. It's only one business, to make Krishna happy. You understand? If we have to go to hell, that's all right. We'll suffer, let our Krishna be happy. Yore diya dukkha tar hoy jodi sukha, se dukkha mor sukha bharjya. It is said. Yore diya dukkha tar hoy jodi sukha, se dukkha mor sukha bharjya. You understand? You understand? No? Very famous saying. Huh? If that Krishna giving me suffering gets pleasure, do you understand? That suffering is the highest of all pleasure for me. Do you understand? Krishna. Nare diya dukkhatar hoy jodi sukha, sei dukkha mor sukha bharjya. Highest of all pleasure. Happiness. This is love of Krishna. This is pure love. That gopi is manifested. So, Mahaprabhu came, who is Krishna himself, and he taught us that thing, gopi prem. Huh? Isn't it? Mahaprabhu taught us that, radha prem, gopi prem, isn't it? So we, Vaishnavas, followers of Mahaprabhu,
should develop such love, should be prepared to suffer for Krishna,
to give him pleasure, prepared to go to hell. Janmashtami. Are you prepared? He is not prepared. You have no love for Krishna?
Not very
much. Huh? Dead love! How can you become Mahaprabhu's follower? How can get Mahaprabhu's mercy? Be prepared from this moment. Come forward. You understand? This is love. So, one devotee on earth develops his love, Krishna makes him greater. You understand? Such is. A devotee will have Maharaj. Isn't it? So, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all great saints, all demigods, perform his inauguration service. Thank you.
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki.